This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming back Gene Marks, the small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, our hometown newspaper, the paper, The Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications, returned from the Associated General Contractors of Wisconsin. Gene, a very good evening to you. Now, this all brings everything together about where are we in the economic cycle, because builders are our family formation. Family formation is spending at Home Depot and other distinguished publications, catalogs that arrive in the mail. It's also children. It's private school, nursery school. It's everything. It's two cars. So if the contractors aren't happy, the country's economy is not happy. What did you learn in Wisconsin?
Well, it's not great to start with, John. And by the way, it's good to talk with you. It's been a few weeks. And by the way, this presentation that I gave, which was at a hotel outside of Madison, Wisconsin, just as a side note, I got interrupted 15 minutes in because of a tornado warning, sent me and the 200 people there into the basement of the hotel to take cover before I could eventually resume my presentation. But that's a story for another day, because it's Wisconsin and it's July and they get tornadoes. When we did resume, we talked about the issues that are facing the industry. And if you're a contractor in Wisconsin, you are very much reliant on home building, home repairs, commercial, construction and real estate industry. These are general contractors and they do big projects. And, like you and I have been talking about for a long time, people aren't selling their homes at a 3% mortgage so they can get a new home at a 7% mortgage. So, the industry itself is struggling along, scampering for work because the turnover in projects. And as you know, whenever there's a home that exchanges, there's always contracting work that needs to be done, in the middle of it for updates and upgrades and repairs and all that kind of stuff. I mean, these guys don't live on just, fixing, kitchen cabinets. This is like they need bigger projects. That's what they do. And they build homes. So they're facing this sort of dilemma right now of a high mortgage rate world. And that's what I talked about. I mean, we don't pay attention to the Federal Reserve. They can reduce interest rates. That's fine. But and that might help some of their commercial clients purchase commercial properties. But really, the Federal Reserve is less relevant than the Treasury markets, which are looking at, rates right now between 5% and 6%. And in those cases, it's elevating inflation. It's elevating mortgage rates. And there's no turnover in homes. So the contractors are having an issue. The second issue that they're also having, John, is with labor. These people do employ a lot of immigrants to come out on their to their jobs. These people are all law abiding companies, I'm assuming. And so they do employ, law abiding immigrants. But a lot of the immigrants, they tell me, are spooked to even come to work, and be subject of a raid and hauled off somewhere, even if their documentation is in order. So, one of the things we talked about was how, as an employer, you got to step in and make sure your documentation, your I-9s and all are in order, and that you got you're covering your employees' backs and making sure that, everything is together, just in case, things like this happen. It puts pressure on the labor market for these guys. So, again, continued doldrum in the home and commercial real estate markets all across Wisconsin, continued struggles finding labor as well. And then the final thing is their margins. They are they are dealing with higher costs because of on construction materials that where tariffs are up about 10%. So they're struggling with that as well. Nobody, again, and I think I've told you this 100 times, John, I go to these meetings, nobody's pushing the panic button or jumping out windows or setting themselves on fire. But they are, but they're battling. They're battling to get through some of the disruption that's going on right now.
Do I summarize what you've learned over many weeks, that It's not terrible. It's not good. It's okay. That's what you've heard in other speaking engagements.
Everywhere I go, it's what I hear. It's everywhere I go is that, and everybody's waiting for the good to come, you know. And I do hear a lot of optimism among the people I talk about that the good is coming. These tax, the tax incentives from the big beautiful bill will be good. The tariffs will settle down. We have a pro-business government in Washington and less regulations, you know. But then again, John, I deal with small businesses and, you know, we are inherently optimistic. So sometimes overly optimistic. So you have to take that with a grain of salt. But right now it's okay. It's just okay.
July 20th, 9 p.m., Wall Street Journal. The U.S. economy is regaining its swagger. However, Wall Street Journal, July 21st, 10:46 a.m., the next morning, U.S. leading indicators show economic clouds gathering. Gene, what's a reader to do here? Last night it was okay. Today it's a stormy weather.
It's funny, and this is just today in the Wall Street Journal. They have one side, and then that doesn't even cover the emails that I get from PR firms pushing surveys of small business optimism. And at 9 a.m, I get one saying small businesses are optimistic and confident about the growing economy and all that, and then at 10 a.m., small businesses are pessimistic and hungering down for the worst, now with tariffs and inflation and higher interest rates. So, it's like you just can't, you can't do it. What also, makes me laugh, John, is you and I have been talking since the beginning of this year about the economy. And both you and I, and we're not professional economists, but we can see, and I'm reporting back to you, things are okay. Nobody is panicking. It's, there's growth. It's not through the roof. Meanwhile, back then, earlier this year, particularly as Trump was coming out with his tariffs, it was gloom and doom and all the economists were heading into recession and this is terrible. Now, just this past week, the Wall Street Journal reports they surveyed like 60 economists, and all of a sudden, these economists are like, never mind what we said. We're actually looking for growth this year. It seems like everything is okay. Tariffs weren't as bad as we thought. And I'm like, I could have told all of you guys that back in February when I was going out to all of these different associations, But, we've just learned to take whatever economists say with a grain of salt. And whenever you read these, forecasts and their predictions, I don't know, John, I don't know if you've been covering this even longer than I have, but I do become quite dubious sometimes about listening too hard to what they're saying.
I think the anecdote that applies here, Gene, is a wag once said, when I see economists in a room and their eyes meet, I wonder what control they exercise to not break out laughing at each other.
Right, right, right.
They're never held responsible for getting it wrong, and they're rewarded heavily for getting it right. And
right.
good for them. So we move to things that are moving that we can be certain of. The SBA and Labor Department are boosting manufacturing workforce. Now, a detail. Wall Street Journal, we read carefully, had a video and a report about the dark factories of China. What's that? It's so robotic they don't need to turn the lights on. One explanation for these factories that are here as well, for example, FT led coverage today with a report about Fincantieri building Navy warships in Wisconsin. Instead of hundreds or thousands of workers bending steel, it's a handful manipulating robots with AI. Mm-hmm. One explanation is that manufacturing is not bursting because robotics, AI, and capitalization to lead to that is training people not to be on the assembly line, but to be engineers, AI engineers. Now, do you hear that on the road, Gene, that manufacturing is okay because we're roboticizing?
No, I don't. It's really with just much, much bigger companies, whether or not it's okay or not. I wrote actually just this past week in Forbes about how, the story with American manufacturers and AI in 2025, it's really twofold. Number one, big business are investing in this stuff. And where they're investing in AI is robotics. And robotics itself is a huge opportunity, but it's still the very, very early days. I mean, only the largest firms from Siemens and Nissan, Toyota, Amazon have the money and the resources to build their own robots to do what they've got to do so that they are that much more efficient and working. Now, you know, the small and mid-sized manufacturers that I visit and that I see, I mean, come on, John, you go into their warehouses. Sometimes I play this game with myself. I'm like, I walk around, you know, a client's warehouse or production facility, and I think, you know, if this were 1980 and I was walking around this same facility, what would be different, you know? And most of the time, not much would be different, you know? They're still working on older, used equipment. I don't see robotics out on the floor there. I still see a lot of workers manually moving things off and shoving things around or whatever. It's going to take time for the investments to be made and for it to be affordable enough for small and mid-sized manufacturers to catch up to where they need to be. I mean, it'll happen over time, but it's going to take time.
Gene Marks, a small business columnist for The Guardian and for the Philadelphia Inquirer, other distinguished publications. We're going to California. Small business, a surprise.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.